Hey folks, thank you so much for clicking on this video. I just want to apologize real fast. I know that this is a little bit late. I do usually post on Fridays. It's just that work and personal stuff kind of got in the way. But thank you so much for clicking on this video, and thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really hope you enjoy this week's episode. I had the best time writing it. Thank you and enjoy. Good morning, everybody. I hope we're having a great day today. This week's story comes to us from Caesar. Caesar is an overnight security guard at our local Bullseye Superstore. Let's just say that Caesar didn't know the true job description when he signed up. So, without wasting any more time, let's get into today's story. But first, here's a word from our sponsors. I guess you could say it all started about a month ago when I got this job as an overnight security for the local Bullseye Superstore. I was in a room with managers and new hires. I got hired for a specific job, which was overnight security. I guess no one wanted the hours, but the pay was amazing. $30 an hour for 8 hours a night, Saturdays and Sundays off. I was sitting in the room, and there were two other people along with the two managers. They talked about the job and what was asked of us. All normal stuff, pretty much. When orientation was over at 6, the two managers asked me if I could stay behind just because the overnight security shift is a little different than the standard security shifts. I didn't see any harm in it, so I agreed. Once they approached me, I was met by a manager by the name of Hector. "Hey, Caesar," he said. "Sorry to keep you later. This will just take a second." "No worries, what's up?" I replied. "So your first shift is Monday at 11 at night. You're off at 7 in the morning. Also, when you get here, there will be nobody to train you. And I know that sounds kind of scary, but don't worry, it's super chill. You just sit in the security office all night and just check the doors hourly. Aside from that, I'll leave you a voicemail as well as a note in the security office. Aside from that, how's that sound?" Yeah, sounds pretty good," I said. "Alright, cool. See you there." I came in at 10 and just went upstairs to the break room to chill for about an hour. Not many people were there besides a man on the other side of the room sleeping and a woman in a chair eating a slice of pizza that she obviously brought from home while her face was buried in her phone. I sat on my phone for a little while and just played on my phone as well. At 11, I head to the security office and saw the staff ready to go home. As they all left, Hector told me that everything I need should be in the security office. He handed me a security card that I could scan to gain access to the building. Aside from that, he told me to have a great night and to be safe. After that, I walked him out the door. He locked it with his manager key, waved at me, and walked off. After that, I just walked to the security office, which was located on the front left side of the store. Inside is a small flat screen TV with a remote, a small refrigerator, a swivel chair, a table with a note on it, a stack of monitors that show different security cameras, and two phones. One has a blinking light next to the voicemail label. I looked at the blinking light and I went ahead and pressed it.
"Hey, hello. Hello, Caesar. I wanted to leave this message to help you get through the first night. Your job is pretty easy. You'll be walking around the store every hour to check the doors as well as check the entrances and exits. Now, I don't want to freak you out, but we tend to have a few overnight guests that walk around. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but please listen. I've left you a note that talks about each of the 5 guests in detail. To make sure to give that a quick scan. Aside from that, you're just checking the entrances and exits to make sure that the guests don't leave. We've had a guest we used to call the Creeper escape a few years ago, and it was just a huge mess. So just make sure that those doors are locked, and remember that you're more than welcome to spend the entire night in the security office if you want, as long as you go ahead and do those checks around the clock. Now, you're more than welcome to grab a frozen meal, as well as a soda, and the Morning crew will just take care of that. Now, if any guests make a mess, just leave it for the morning cleaning team. Do not approach any of the overnight guests besides the sister. Out of all of them, she's the one okay, I guess. Besides that, when the guests all leave at 6 in the morning, do not, I repeat, do not follow them back to the tunnels. We've had someone do that, and the following week they never showed up, and the guests all started acting weird for some reason for that entire month. Okay, well, we'll see you in the morning. Until then, have a great night, and don't forget, you got a free soda and a free meal on us. Enjoy, buddy.
I stood there for a second in confusion. This is obviously a joke. Alright, whatever, man. I sat down, I grabbed the paper, scanned it for a little bit, and then just tossed it to the side. I took the remote and turned on some cartoons. I'm 28 years old, but I still enjoy watching cartoons. As I was watching TV, I saw something in the security camera through the corner of my eye. At first I just glanced, but I found myself doing a double take. As I was looking, I was seeing this old woman in like a nightgown. She had these things in her hair that women use to curl them, the old fashioned ones though. She was walking around in just a nightgown and slippers. I watched her as she had a cart that she was filling with random things. I couldn't really make it out, but I saw her in the electronics department just piling a bunch of random CDs into her cart. I'm pretty sure she doesn't know who any of those artists are. "What the hell?" I said as I exited the room and made my way to the electronics. I was walking down the aisles and it seemed so quiet and lonely. As I saw the old lady, I started to approach her. I was probably about 40 feet away and I was looking in her cart. She had a bunch of milk gallons in her cart, frozen dinners, as well as CDs from various artists and a bunch of CDs that you would burn music onto. As I was walking closer to her, "Excuse me, ma'am, you can't be here. We're closed now."
"Who's there? Step closer so I can smell you better."
I was standing there in shock. Did this old lady just really sound like that?
"Where are you? Don't be shy, dear."
I took a few steps back slowly as the old woman started flailing her torso around like a worm. She sniffed around a few more times, and it sounded like there was water in her lungs or something like that. She began to look like a gray, fleshy raisin with skin covering where her eyes used to be. She turned around towards me and leaped at me. She started running with a speed that doesn't match her body. She ran in a creepy way where her legs just move really fast. I ran as fast as I could around the corner and ran down a few of the aisles. I kept turning corners left and right, trying to lose her. She was fast, really fast, and every corner I turned, she just turned it too. I could hear her gargly voice as if she was choking on water or something while she was breathing. She just kept screaming louder and louder. I kept turning corners left and right, and eventually, guess I turned enough corners. I didn't hear her watery screams, didn't hear her wailing, didn't hear her feet clapping against the floor as she was running as fast as she was. I was in fetal position behind an aisle. I could hear her a few aisles over, walking around in confusion, although she didn't seem aggressive. I slowly made my way to a few aisles farther away. I wanted to keep my distance from her until I heard her again. "Oh, goodness, I need a card first," she said, as she just walked off. I leaned out of the aisle to see her walking towards the front of the store where she just grabbed a cart as if nothing happened and just started walking off. After that was over, I quickly made my way back to the security office and made sure to lock the door behind me. At first, I was just staring off, still trying to process what just happened. I sat down in the chair without saying anything. I stared at the TV. Then it hit me. I looked for the note that Hector left. The overnight guests come one every hour until you're 5 hours into the shift. After that, the guests will just walk around and do what they do. As long as you stay out of their way, you should be okay. Guest number one, the old lady. The old lady will push a cart full of random items around. It's not yet known if there's any pattern or correlation to what she grabs. She seems to just grab random items from the store and put them in her cart. As soon as her cart is full, she stops in her tracks, lets go of the cart, turns around and says, "Oh goodness, I need to get a cart first." She is usually not an issue, and as long as you stay at least 20 feet away from her, she can't smell you, hear you, or see you. You'll be okay. In quote. I'll be okay? Man, this. Honestly, man, this. Hector said my job would be chill. This job isn't chill. After my tantrum, the alarm went off to let me know that I had to do my first round. I made sure to be as sneaky as possible, so I creeped out of the security office and I creeped around the store to do my first round. I understood that these guests can't leave, and from my experience with them, I can definitely vouch for that. As I walked around the store, I saw the old lady and my heart dropped. I slowly and carefully creeped around her, making sure to stay well more than 30 feet away from her. She doesn't react as I gained more confidence and was able to get past her. I continued my rounds and I made sure that all the doors, exits, entrances, whatever, were locked. Eventually, I made my way back to the security office. I locked the door behind me again, sat down in my chair, not out of breath. I continued to watch cartoons, and it was honestly just going right past me, something to kind of get me subconsciously to feel better, I guess. I don't know. But time went by and then my second alarm went off. It only felt like 10 minutes. I pressed the stop button and then the reset button so that it would go back to an hour. I scanned the security cameras looking for the old lady as well as the second guest. And then eventually I saw her. She came out of the back storage room. She had a blank expression on her face. A weirdly blank expression. She was an older woman, probably middle-aged. She had brown hair. And I can't figure out her race. She lifted her hand slowly to her face as if she was holding a phone. Then out of nowhere, she just started walking obnoxiously. And it looked like she was talking to somebody, but there's no audio. Wait. Guest number two. The Banshee, aka the Karen. She will walk around with her hand to her head as if she's holding a phone, or she'll snatch various items from around the store that resemble phones. She'll begin to have a non-existent conversation that makes no point or has no argument to it. I feel like she just rambles just to ramble. She will make rude remarks around the store, make comments about how nobody's there to help her, and when she sees other guests, she'll make rude and snobby remarks to them. If she glances at you, though, and can see that you are in fact a person, she will pursue you. Now, when she gets close to you, she won't do any harm to you, but she will continue to scream. And to get her to not scream anymore, you need to lose her, which is going to be tougher than losing the old lady if you've been pursued by her. The Karen will provoke the other guests with her screams, and they will come out of the tunnels to be attracted to the Karen, and ultimately be attracted to you. Again, the Banshee won't do anything harmful to you, but her screams are still deadly. They provoke the other guests and will make them attack on spot. They will attack anything and everything, including each other. Don't let her look at you. I continued to scan the security cameras looking for the old lady, and I found her in the frozen food aisle. The Banshee was unfortunately really close to my office. She was in the women's clothing, but I was able to see that there is a way to get past her. I just have to be very careful. So I slowly crept out of my office. I made sure to do that thing with my fingers where when you're closing a door and you try to close it silently, even though we all know it doesn't work. Yeah, I did that. I made sure to sneak around. Instead of going through the women's clothing, I went the opposite way. And I did a whole circle around the security office just to avoid the Banshee. As I made my rounds, I crept around the old lady, making sure to stay as far away from her as possible. I was about to finish my rounds, but I had to go to the front of the store. It's the most time consuming because there are four sets of doors all packed up next to each other. So I quickly checked all of them, made sure that they were locked, and began to go back to the security office. As I was walking though, I heard the Banshee screaming at the top of her lungs that she needed a manager, and that she's not getting any help, and that she's taking her business elsewhere. I ran as quietly but as fast as I could to the neighboring aisles, which were the cards. I sat in that aisle for a little bit until I heard the Banshee walk off in the distance, but I started hearing something else. I heard the old woman approaching. I said to myself, but I knew I had to get out of there. Wait, why did the cart stop?
I can smell you again, that meat.
I felt my heart drop, but I knew I had to get out of there. I slowly inched myself farther and farther away from the old lady's voice, until I was able to get far enough away to make a break for it.
I'm going to catch you, and when I do...
I made a break for it, and I know I should have been quiet, but I just couldn't help it. I ran as fast as I could back to my security office. I closed the door as quietly but as quickly as I could and locked it. I just sat down and watched the cartoons. I wasn't really watching. I just, again, wanted my subconscious to be exposed to cartoons. I sat there watching them for about 30 to 45 minutes. I looked over at the note, and I grabbed it again. Guests number 3 and 4, the sister and the brother. brother and sister appear at the same time and walk around hand in hand. They will travel around the entire store until they find certain aisles. The sister usually hangs around the pharmacy department, as well as the women's clothing. Once she finds a spot she likes, she will most likely stay there all night. She will not attack, or even seem hostile for that matter. She will stay in one spot and smoke a pack of cigarettes no one knows where she got from. That's about it. If approached, she'll greet you like any other person would. She'll offer you a cigarette, and it's up to you if you'd like to take one. Although, be warned that she'll offer you a dark purple cigarette at first. Politely decline that, as those are extremely poisonous, and it's still unknown how she manages to poison them. Immediately after politely declining, she'll put them away, pull out a real pack, and again offer you a cigarette. At this point, like I said, it's up to you if you want to have it or not. It's as safe as a cigarette can be. She will talk to you and actually be nice conversation. Although make sure to stay away from topics that cover where she came from, who she is, or her origins. She doesn't freak out much, but whenever she does, it's because somebody brought up that topic. Next is the brother. When separated from the sister, he will gravitate towards the toys as well as the electronics. He is very destructive and will oftentimes make a mess in the toy aisle. He will break the toys on purpose and leave them scattered around the area. If he sees you, he will not run after you, but will growl like an animal. If approached, he will attack you in the form of biting, scratching, and hitting. You must outrun him at this point. Besides that, he's not much harm. If the two spot each other for any reason, they will drop what they're doing, walk to each other, hold hands, and begin walking around the store again until they spot something interesting. I took a deep breath and heard my stomach growl. I'm gonna grab a microwave bowl meal next time I go out there, I said to myself. I was watching TV for a while, and then my alarm went off. I hit the stop button and hit the reset button. I was scanning the cameras to figure out where everyone was and if the brother and sister have come out yet. I was scanning and found the old lady walking around the bread aisle, which is a little too close to the frozen food section. I was hoping to grab some to eat. I'll just try to be a little extra quiet. As for the banshee, she was standing in front of the customer service department as if she's waiting for somebody to help her. But finally I saw them. They were walking hand in hand out of the back stock doors. They walked only for a few moments before the sister went to the pharmacy department located right next to them. The brother kept walking down the aisles past the arts and crafts section. I walked out of the security office and began my rounds, making sure to stay clear of all the overnight guests. I was able to check the two doors in the back of the store, and I was able to sneak over to the microwavable foods while still avoiding the old lady, and I grabbed a pasta dinner before making my way to the side of the store. I approached the pharmacy and I looked at the door across from me. I approached the door slowly, and when I got to the door, before doing anything, I quickly looked around me and saw the sister standing there, across from me. At the end of the aisle, she has black hair, Caucasian, and wears a sweater that's too big for her. She looks like she's going through some punk stage, but she looks like she doesn't know exactly what punk is. She just waved at me as I completely lost my... She seemed harmless, though. I reluctantly waved back, and then she walked into another aisle. I heard a lighter, followed by smoke, coming from above the aisle. Dude, that I'm not walking past her, I said to myself, but I probably should for experimental purposes. She's already seen me. If she is to attack me, she would have done it already. The note said that she's harmless. So, let me just see where this goes. I walked around the corner hesitantly, and I kept my eyes on her as I walked past her, as best as I could, but my legs were shaking, and I was having trouble walking through the fear.
Why don't you take a picture, pervert? It'll last longer.
As she gave me the finger. My bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Do you want a cigarette?
I saw her pull out a pack of dark purple cigarettes. No, thank you. I quit, I said as she put them away. Then she pulled out another pack of normal-looking cigarettes.
Want one?
Sure, thank you, I said as I grabbed one. Would you happen to have a lighter? I asked as she pulls a red lighter out of her jacket pocket. She lit the cigarette for me, and I took a drag. As I released the breath, it felt like the first breath I was able to take since being in there. I thanked her, and she nodded her head as I walked off. I went to the front of the store, and I checked those doors. I was rushing, while at the same time making sure that there were no guests behind me. As I was finishing up, I continued smoking my cigarette, and I made my way back to the security office. I locked the door behind me, and I was actually able to relax. I finished my cigarette while watching TV and waiting for my food to heat up. I'm not gonna lie to you, something about this job was just really relaxing. I kind of for a moment forgot about everything that was happening as I was laughing at the cartoons. I heard the alarm go off and I pressed the stop button as well as the reset button. I was actually having a good time, and I left the security office. I made sure to sneak past all the guests. It was a little hard at first, and don't get me wrong, I was still pretty nervous, but at the same time, I was feeling kind of okay with it. I didn't have any trouble doing the next round. And I stopped by the sister, and she asked me again.
Hey, you want a light?
She asked as she pulled out the same pack of purple cigarettes. No, thank you. She put the cigarettes away and then asked again.
Do you want a cigarette?
Yeah, sure, thank you, I said as she was offering me one of the normal cigarettes. She lit it for me, and again I thanked her, and again she nodded her head as I walked off. I made my way to the front doors and began locking them while smoking the rest of my cigarette. But I forgot about one important thing. Excuse me, sir! Please, excuse me, sir. Can you help me? I heard coming from right behind me. My eyes widened as I turned around and saw this old man wearing clothing as if he's going to the beach after this bullseye run. He's waving his hands and walking over to me, just like an old man normally would. At first, I thought it was an old man who, for some reason, snuck past security during closing time. But then it hit me. I scanned over his description, but who is he again? The man got closer. Excuse me, sir. Please, I need your help. As he got closer and closer. Wait, that's right. The needy man. The man started closing in on me, and his face became distorted as he pulled out a knife from behind his back and lunged at me. I dodged, but I could hear the sound of the knife scraping against the glass. It's tough on the ears, but at least I was safe. The old man swung at me again with the knife, but it missed, thankfully. I ran off, and as I made my way to the office, I could hear him in the background again. Excuse me, sir. Can you help me, please? Can you call somebody to help me, sir? I locked the door behind me and went back to the paper. That's the needy man. He walks around in beach attire. He's the only person who will pursue you in the form of walking. He's extremely slow and quite friendly. But when he gets close to you, his face will distort, and he'll pull a knife, which no one knows how he got, out from behind his back, and begin to cut and stab you. Do not let him get within arm's reach away. I took a breath as I sat in my chair. I waited for the next hour to go by, and when it did, my alarm went off. I hit the stop button and the reset button. I got up to look at the monitors. I saw where everyone was at, so I left my office. I was getting better and more confident with this job and doing my rounds. I continued all night doing the rounds and stopped occasionally to talk to the sister, who was actually a really nice conversation. At some point, the brother growled at me. Aside from that, around 6 in the morning, all the guests left. The brother and sister held hands as they walked through the double doors. I was watching them in wonder as to where they came from and where they're going, but I knew I couldn't explore. After that, I did my last round. It felt empty, and I felt extremely alone at that point. Later on, the managers came to relieve me. I saw Hector and he shook my hand. How was it? He asked. Not bad, once you kind of get used to it. Right? He said as he let out a chuckle. I was able to leave for the night, and to this day, I still work at the same bullseye location. I get cigarettes from the sister, and we sit and chat from time to time. I need to ask myself why I'm literally risking my life for this bullseye store, but at the end of the day, I'm a college student, and this stuff isn't cheap.